With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and the First Lady are both calling for ABC to fire late-night host Jimmy Kimmel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The First Family is upset with Kimmel after a joke last week described the First Lady as having the glow of an expectant widow. Kimmel's comedy routine was delivered two nights before an armed man tried to enter a hotel ballroom dinner attended by the president, First Lady, and Vice President. Melania Trump wrote online that people like Kimmel shouldn't have the opportunity to enter our homes each evening to spread hate. And the president posted a message saying Kimmel should be immediately fired by Disney and ABC. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Emergency services respond after Russia strikes civilian and port infrastructure in Odessa and other regions of Ukraine.
Russian forces launched a massive overnight attack on residential neighborhoods and civilian infrastructure in the southern Ukrainian port city of Odessa, the regional head says, wounding at least 14 people, including two children, in the latest barrage of civilian areas that have been a hallmark of Moscow's full-scale invasion. Marina Avarina from the State Emergency Service of Ukraine in Odessa says Russia has again attacked Odessa in large numbers with strike drones. She adds the housing sector suffered significant damage. Flats in a three-story apartment building were destroyed. The hotel was nearly destroyed. A car parked next to it was burning. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Republicans in Congress have launched new efforts to approve and pay for President Trump's proposed ballroom at the White House. They argue it would help avert security breaches like the shooting at Saturday's White House Correspondents Association dinner. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 82 points, the Nasdaq rose 50, the S&P 500 advanced 8, oil trading near $97 a barrel. This is SRN News. The Family Research Council seeks restitution.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has long branded the ministry as a hate group because it opposes gay marriage and the LGBT agenda in general. In 2012, a man entered the FRC building in Washington, D.C. and opened fire, wounding one person. Ministry leader Tony Perkins says the SPLC's hate group designation, quote, doesn't just damage reputations, it has put lives at risk. He says the SPLC should pay the FRC restitution. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's churches are grappling with the decline of marriage and family. For centuries, marriage and child rearing have been among the main ways adults are integrated into congregational life. Couples who share the same faith tend to be more observant, but they often raise children within that tradition. But today, 42% of adults are not married and or living with a partner. This is SRN News. India and New Zealand have signed a free trade agreement to deepen economic ties and expand market access.
The deal aims to help India diversify export markets amid U.S. tariffs and global disruptions. For New Zealand, it's a way to reduce reliance on China. Signed in New Delhi, the agreement cuts tariffs on 95% of New Zealand's exports to India and makes all Indian exports to New Zealand duty-free. New Zealand also plans to invest $20 billion in India over 15 years. The agreement excludes dairy and certain agricultural products to protect India's farming sector. Rich Thomason reporting.
Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby has taken an indefinite leave of absence from the team to enter a residential treatment program for a gambling addiction. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.